The Creator Life is sponsored by the company Cebu. It's a co-working space that fosters creativity and collaboration, all while getting things done. Check them out in their two locations, Mandaue and Cebu IT Park. You can also take advantage of their other spaces in Japan, Singapore, Bangkok, and Hawaii if you become a member. Get 50% off on a day pass or flexi pass when you use the code CREATORLIFE50. That's CREATORLIFE50 for 50% off on a day pass or flexi pass in the company Cebu. For more info, check them out at thecompany.ph and their social media channels on Facebook and Instagram at the company Cebu. Thank you so much to the company Cebu for sponsoring the podcast. The Creator Life is also powered by Ambidexter, a digital content marketing company. They offer various services such as graphic design, content writing, media relations marketing, and many more. Ambidexter will launch a weekly AmbiBlog series which features different podcasts based in the Philippines. I'm really grateful to be part of this series and I hope you'll check the feature when it comes out. Check out their socials, visit their website, or shoot them an email for more information in the show notes. Thank you so much, Ambidexter. On with the show! So, how's your day?
Hi, good evening. Doing really good. Actually, for me today, it was quite a full day for me because I'm doing my clinic already. And actually, for the recent weeks or the past weeks, I've been doing some contents already. Or yes, medyo na busy na ako. So, karon I'm trying to combine actually like my content creation and my clinic now. So, I'm quite adjusting again for these past few days, especially today also. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we can get into that in a bit. Pero, unsay mong latest food find?
My latest food find. Currently, what I really like is actually is it okay to mention brands ba here?
Namutan ako daan.
Ikaw.
Or okay raman. Oh, okay, sige game. Wala lang basta hindi pretty. For me, what I really uploaded right now is like kaning Oyogi. Oyogi nga is like a Korean, it's like a modern Korean restaurant. Recently I've been doing features for delivery or Cebu online deliveries.
Mm-mm.
So mauna siya. Because my content was like I'm really a foodie, so I've been sharing foods even before the pandemic. And when pandemic came in, of course, I can't go to restaurants or wala pre food yung ma-feature. So I started to do like home cooking series. If ever you have been following me or if ever you visit my YouTube channel, you would see that starting March I started a home cooking series. So it I encourage everyone to stay home and of course to cook to learn cooking also if ever dili kabaw and to love home cooking more. Yeah, to cook for your family. Then later on when small businesses opened up and deliveries came in. So yeah, I also supported and encouraged people to order also and to give into our cravings. In a way also because of course kapoy sa sigigluto sa balay, but in the same way also it is a way to support local and to support our small businesses, right? For them to bounce back. Mm-hmm. And recently that some restaurants are also opening it up. So that's why I am really like happy also to be invited and to visit restaurants that are opening up already and to see them to slowly bounce back. So muna siya ko ang trend also. So muna siya kong na-content for the past few weeks in which I was so happy nga because of that. Gali, I didn't know that because ako wala kayo, marag maulan ako. But I didn't see that. I would like to share this also because I would like to give thanks also to the content creators, the Council for Influencers and Content Creators of the Philippines, the CICP, in which they acknowledge my content pattern, in which murag wagad to na kong pattern to be that way. But ilan nakita nga bitaw, it's like me giving back and helping everyone also for this pandemic. So muna, thank you so much for that acknowledgement. And muna, I take pride and I'd like to share that also.
Yay.
Mauna siya.
Basically,
so to answer your question,
go.
Yep. Nagkakaing kong tubag to answer your question. Na
go.
My greatest find is mauna sa akatong Oyogi. Because Oyogi, because actually it is like a local restaurant also who does deliveries. And nalingaw kay ko because actually it's like murasyag ka nagaling a twist of your typical Korean nga bibimbap. In which managitawag siyag Oyogi because ideally gibutang siyag tin can. Pero for cost effectiveness, gibutan na lang niya o kanagaling paper box, which is also good. Niya round gihapon, maklose gihapon siya. So, more siya try to imagine your bibimbap, mas dali siya ma-imagine. So then you have to close the lid and you have to shake it. So muna gitawag siya og oyogi. So iuyogon nimo siya actually. So imo siyang uyogon una nimo siya kanon. So you mix it. The more you shake it, the more it will taste better. So yeah, which is really true. Nalingaw na sa kwasit. Puro hangakon sa kagamay. Hangakon sa kauna kamukaon. Seryoso.
Lagi.
So for me, nalingaw ko niya actually. So that's my latest find. And for me, it's like affordable also. Actually, Karim, the price is 169 and it's like the serving is quite saktura yun. And actually, it can be shared even if gamay kagkaon. And muna nga, lami sa yun siya. So for me, it was a good find recently for me. Then with all the variations iyang flavors or lang variants, kaya na siya pork, na siya beef. So more siya na bibimbap na kaysa myupsal. And the tuna came a surprise. Supposedly, it's Korean. Pero pagkaon ako sa tuna kaya mura ko di kaog sushi bake. In which is like an affordable version of sushi bake. Sushi bake, like 500 kapin ba yung sushi bake, right?
Oh.
Anam, rong may pinaka-affordable 400. Siya, 169, right? And it's quite big for its price kung i-compare ni mo sa sushi bake. So, manang, wow, I would love to share this. And timing kayo that you ask also. So, that's why I'm sharing it. Yeah, that's
but yes,
it. Hopefully, I answered your question.
But yeah, why? Timing, gigutom na ko. Manang tawag kaon. Gutom na noon ko. Anyway.
Gutom mo kagbalik. You don't have to worry because myself also sometimes I've ate it already. Then the moment I of course I edit the photos and I edit the video. The moment I share it and people will be commenting on the video again, namutan ako sa video sa ako ang self sa food. Gutom mo sa kagbalik.
Nakalaki.
Actually.
Ay nako. Anyway, yeah. Sige, sugod na ta before manggutom tagmayo. Murag kuya
lagi.
Na. Sige.
Lagi gabi ibiyang dako.
Gabiing dako, pero padong, murag padong tag midnight snack, ani.
Ani? Padong yung inana.
Anyway. 3, 2, 1, go. Welcome to The Creator Life, a podcast that makes sense of how different creators live. I'm Julian Sibi, that's S-I-B-I, and I'm really grateful that you're listening to the show. New episodes pop up on Fridays, and bonus episodes pop up on Mondays or Wednesdays. If you haven't already, subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and anywhere you're listening to podcasts. You can leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, that really helps the show a lot. And if you can, support me on Patreon. That's patreon.com/JulianCB. So, nanapunta diri, gabiing dako. Gipagutom ang kuha niya akong guest, eh. Huwag mo ko nag-expect. Ako na ready. Ako na ready nga. Lami di kaayo ang isuggest akong guest. So, my guest for this episode is Doc Xavier Solis of The Dentist Is Out. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hi, good evening, Julian. Good evening to your listeners po. Good evening sa ating lahat. Maayong gabi. Tanang versions, oy.
Yeah.
That's it.
So, actually, I've actually had Doc Xavier on the special Creator Life podcast live stream for Podcast United. So, if you wanna check it out, the link is in the show notes.
Yes,
or
guys.
I might, kung di ko tapulan, ako i-upload as a podcast episode. If di ko tapulan.
You should though. Actually, we have a nice conversation there also. Yeah, so yeah, it should
pero
be uploaded.
Ano lang, need to i-edit kay nagputol-putol ba ito. Sad kayo. Kay, wakay ka-apil-apil si Rabsin.
I'm
so sad.
Probably we can do it again next time though. In your podcast, yeah.
Yeah, siguro. We can do... Betaw no? You gave me an idea. Sige, I'll just shut up about it para surprise siya next time.
Yeah.
Sige, go. So,
yeah.
I think the first time nag-abot ta was in an event man siguro to. It was either a Globe Christmas party or any event na naa si Carlo related to a food event. I'm not sure. Nakalimot na ko. Dugay-dugay na sad to.
Yeah, agree. But actually, yeah, we've been even before that, pero wala kita makabantay because yeah, there's a lot of content creators here in Cebu also.
Uh-oh.
That's it. But sometimes I'm a shy person actually. Uh-oh. That I'm quite afraid to, yeah, approach everyone. ganun.
Pero usually mo ka na either Christmas party or food event. Mm-hmm. Kay yes. Atong common friend kay si ano man, the one and only Kalami Cebu, Carlo Olano.
Yes, the Carlo Olano.
Shout out di ay dugi. Magyaw-yaw na sad. Yes. Magyaw-yaw na sad ning anong lucky akong guest ron. Sige,
yeah. Sige lang, good.
Sige, we to complain.
Ang guest team na ba?
Na, kapila na na siya ni guest. Napuol na ko. Palayo sa kuana niya for a while. Next year na.
Go.
All jokes aside, yep. How did you start your, ano, your, kay I think you started either social media ba to or blogging, like, unsay sinugdanan sa imong content creator journey?
So, oh, okay. So it's quite a long story, but I'll try to make it short but quite detailed also. So I started in a print media. So I started with print media. I am a photographer actually. So yes, I am a dentist, but my passion is actually with photography, which is quite ironic because I love travel. I like landscape though. So I started as like a travel photographer in a way. But what had happened 2010? That was that time. If ever you have a DSLR, you're automatic a photographer, and if ever you are na picturean ka og DSLR model sa dayon ka, something like that though. So I had a good thing. I'm also like most of my friends are also in the fashion world. So mao na sa like some of my friends like, hey Sam, you have a good camera, so try to like merga na ha kay. I was based outside of the country though, so I was based somewhere in Micronesia or around Micronesia. So I turned back home. People was like, wait, Save, you should like, you have a nice camera. So I invested in that while traveling too. So you should like take photos of our models. It's like, yeah, no, I can take photos of people because like it's not mine, like something like that. So anyway, to make the long story short, they still convinced me because for me also the fear of missing out and there's everyone's is in fashion. So for me, like, di kay kumayo mo take pictures sa taog yun, like for portraits initially though. So yan ako, sige, like they invited me to events, to fashion shows. So that leads me to fashion show or event photography na lang. Kay murag dili kaayo tao. So with that, it had linked me to be one of the event photographer or lifestyle photographer of Cebu Daily News. Okay. So from then, yes, I started as a photographer for Cebu Daily News, in which nga sa jud mulan, actually going back as I traveled before, even though I take portraits or I take photos of landscape, usually like I post also photos of food, even though I really don't like take so much of the food kay ang landscape makong i-career, I still have a lot of engagements about the food because probably more people can relate about food. Pero probably I could say, probably I take good photos of food also. So going back, so I am now in the print media world. So supposedly I am like an events photographer for them or lifestyle. So I take fashion shows, opening events, concerts, this and that. But if ever I have like, of course, sometimes part of the events is opening of restaurants. So I take photos of restaurants too. And that's the time like people was giving more praises or like attention to my food photos. And so it started there also. That was the time, even though I was in print media, I can post my photos also in my Instagram. So that's it. So when I started my Instagram, that's the time also, even though my output was really in the paper, I didn't know, unnoticingly, I was gaining followers also in my Instagram because of my, of course, I went to events. So in other words, updated rasad ko, akong timeline kumbaga, even though I was not really like, I'm not a blogger, influencer, content creator. I was just sharing photos of what I took also, or like ang side pagali, that's not a good photos pagali. Okay, of course, the good photos are submitted to the paper, akong mga side, because actually, as a paper, ang DSLR, ang nasa phone, may akong i-upload sa akong Instagram. And for that, unnoticingly, I was gaining followers also, or probably I was just building up also my network. So that was it. So actually, that was like the start of my social media world, that I didn't know that I was like blogging already, or micro-blogging, or content creation in a way. I was just slightly posting it in Instagram. So wala na siya. Then, if professionally, or like marag nilinag yun ko to parang my own content, because I'm actually 2015, that was the time that I gained more followers, and I can receive invites already, not directly for the paper, because for the paper, of course, I will wait kung asa ko nila i-assign, right? Because technically, I am their, di ba ko photographer yun nila nga hard, I am their correspondent, right? So, tripping lang, because I do my practice also. So, kanus alang sad. For me, it wasn't much of a conflict though, because I think, you know, opening of restaurants, events usually happens on a night time, right? In which my clinic ends at 5 or at 6. So, what did you say, conflict? So, that was, it really did work well for me also. The same way also with blogging also. So, moto, then, later on, I get invites already, even not for the paper. So, nato na to siya. That was start 2015. That's the time na murag I got acknowledged as myself also, not just as a photographer of a paper. Then 2017, that's the time when Cebu Daily News shifted from print to online though, and they trimmed down, of course, their manpower. And I was a part of that already. So to be honest, like I lay low of my content creation because I don't go out anymore. I don't have invites, right? But unfortunately, I still receive invites from PR, from from PRs, from everyone also. And I keep on telling them, I'm not part of a paper anymore. And it was like, hey, you know what, Doc? Even though you're not part of your paper, like your side photos, like if ever you would like to call it, on Instagram, sometimes like when they check it, I didn't know that there's like a marketing that I didn't know before, that there's really like a marketing team who, because for me, I was not so conscious of like even hashtags, to be honest. I was not like, right now, I'm quite conscious about it, even like the posting time, engagement time, the word. Before I was like, no, wala, juku ana, like the location. So for them, like, yeah, kunali, I go to the event, and my hashtags, I'll just use it also, something like that. So they were like, PR was like telling me, or I like to mention like Big Sid, because yeah, my Big Sid was like one of like the, I'd like to give mention talaga, because the hashtag, the dentist is out, is actually coined by the Jaja Chongbian. So siya yung nagbuot ana, actually. So siya, yeah, Jaja Chongbian was the one who coined me as the dentist is out. So Big Sid was the one who really invited me. No, Doc, just please do join our event because we like you to be there also. And Doc, if ever kumusulti kang trabaho or influence, sometimes, to be honest, Doc, your output in Instagram has more interactions as we could see it also after the event. Like, oh, really? I didn't know that. And because, yeah, I was just like, probably some of my followers was just like, yeah, following me also, I didn't know that. And they would really like, yeah, follow or like, probably what I'm sharing, if you've noticed, is just relatable Ramansad as much as possible. So to my followers also, that's it. Initial followers, kay karon medyo daghan-daghan followers nga dili na yun the same sa atuang circle also. Something like that. So moto siya. So it started there and yeah, the rest is history. And now I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah. Mura siyag happy accident na...
Actually.
Like you just happened to because your photos are actually gaining traction sa Instagram without you knowing inani di ay ang way sa Instagram sa pag-market, sa pag-create of content.
Yeah.
So ano lang siya, it happened. And then ma-learn na magud na ang skills na inana ba. But then when you gain the connections, kana mangoy murag difference maker, your connections. So
I would agree to that, Jody. Yes.
Kaya diba, despite you not being affiliated with CDN, it's already an advantage for you na you already know those people. So muna siya na you have your own connections na.
That's it. So yeah. I totally forgot. Someone told me that. There are like in content creation that you see, it was like the C's in content creation. Like, yeah, well, number one, you have to have your connection. Then after, if you have your connection, even though you don't have a connection, but your content isn't good, so wala lagi hapo ikwinta. So I think it was like connection contents. I forgot that there were like four of it or five ba. Basta muna siya. So it's not only the connection since you brought it up, it should have also a good content. Because even though naka connection, but your content isn't that good. So yeah, you should. But I'm just emphasizing this. And then if ever we have some listeners here, they have to think also of their content. That it should be like, yeah, nagi essence. Because sometimes even though it is sponsored, it is being partnered, you have still to make it sure that it's relatable and sakto sa jud ang imong gisulti. Something like that. Yeah.
So
yun.
Like actually for me, this podcast started as something that I really wanted to try. Then ang akong think yun is I was thinking of bahala na magkinaunsa ni akong quality at first. Like mic, yes. Wala pa kay mic, as in pagsugod na ako kay laptop mic ra in town. Dili walay dedicated mic, dili headphone mic, dili earphone mic, wa laptop mic yun. So
Yeah.
Wala ko nag kunahuna og quality at first. Of course, eventually, if ganaan ka mo succeed and para ma legit ka in a way, so of course, you'd have to up your quality eventually. Pero, of course, you'd have to think of your essence of is the content. Then actually, I think feel na ko usani sa si Nemo. I think it's consistency.
I think, yeah, that's worth. Thank you so much for reminding me of that consistency. And regarding, bubalik ko sa content because you mentioned about quality also. Okay, because I attended that, parang that talk also na. Some, of course, yeah, you've mentioned you have to invest also because, of course, dapat nilot yung quality because if ever your quality is good, more watchers would like to see you or to hear you, right? Okay, so sabutan ako sila, karas-karas ka or blurry ka ayo. But sometimes also, if you have noticed, some of the raw videos, even though how blurry it is, but if ever the content is really good and it's really interesting, bahalag blurry na siya, gakaras-karas na siya, you would still tend to stay and watch it or listen to it also.
Bahalag katag something na, like that. Bahalag katag na, nagkagubot na, bahalag, you won't care.
Wali anggol-anggol, wali anggol-anggol, uguban pa.
Wala pa yung script-script. Oh.
Agree.
Ano ba yan na so, ang start? So muna siya. It's like
so, ibada ko na
learning progress mo siya.
Yeah. It is good. Like for me, I'm still new. For me, I still consider myself really new still. Yeah, and yeah, kuna mo lang, it's still every day in the daily days, it's like, oh, this is how to be done, something like that. Dagan kayo. I did also, I started my YouTube channel. Like what pandemic did to me is like I started my YouTube channel. Because see, this is also like a new to me actually to be talking to you or to be talking in a podcast or in a video. Because yeah, if ever I would like to recall, like I was a photographer, I am still a photographer. So I think you know photographers doesn't like to talk.
Yeah.
Or number two, doesn't want to be in the camera.
Or the model.
I don't want to be in the camera initially. Like but yeah, thank you like for the support and for the branding. Bisag wala sila. And they would like someone was telling me like yeah for the branding that doc you can't hashtag the dentist is out or like when I do my travels because for me I take travel initially I was a travel blogger also kaya marag moto ko i-focus I don't want to focus on food though pero bubalik kita sa food balang magkinaon sa because we travel sometimes once a month right
yeah.
Or once every 2 months or once a week pero ang food I think you can relate thrice a week na event diba so
yeah
whether you like it or not mag-flood yun ang imuhang post ug food something like that. So
that's true.
Going back like in the travel so or in the food also ganako pagkaon ra yun kay added like I think you know in editing mas nindot ang high crisp like kini kanang saturated high sharpness in anabaw the food diba nga walay tao but been advised that to keep my branding kung mag-brand man ta being like an influencer I don't think to be influencer content creator ana lang you should be present right you can't mention the dentist is out and the dentist cannot be on the frame. So dapat na agyo ko no ko. It's like okay so initially murag I was not so comfortable but later on I became very comfortable such as in the video also pandemic like I just started videos in my IG stories so IG stories lang siya then I didn't know like because like my IG stories also during the pandemic ako siyang i-career because you know like before like IG stories lang ta take photos snap videos like hi guys pack upload. But of course, during the pandemic, this is the skill that I unlock editing because to be honest, I edit videos now. I edit my own videos. So, mula, something new to learn, said ba ko, sige, I'll try, I've been editing photos, I'd like to edit videos now. Or like, try to like, even like the basic. So, I applied it in my stories. And it gained like interaction. It gained like, I've noticed that people are like noticing it. Like, say with like your stories now, this and that. And some was like, moto siya story. Can you please make your stories into videos? That's why if you've noticed, even until now, I just have that same consistency of my YouTube videos. If ever you would watch my home deliveries videos in YouTube, it is still in a 4x5. Like, it's still like in a portrait mode.
Basically, IG stories.
Okay, it was the because initially before my content in YouTube was like just from IG story kan gitakulan ka din sa was like you know what say you should just put it in Instagram too or in YouTube too kay I was not planning to start my own YouTube kasi sige na nga ibutang na lang ako so kare anak ko natapulan niya unsa ko IG stories or pack ibutang na ako sa YouTube as simple as that just ako initial lines ako ang YouTube is like that because my IG stories deserves more than 24 hours more like something like that. Mo to initial tagline sa ako ang YouTube.
Okay.
Then But later on, okay, nag-content na ko. Okay, tinudanay na siya. So, yeah, that's why if you notice, like, you see, kanang muna, kanang the cinema na yun, yeah, landscape, pero, muna, for me, the consistency lang ako, naanad na sag ko, and probably kibaw na ko. So, muna, para mapadayo na lang, so all my food deliveries, or basta food nga short, or 2 or 3 minutes, i-portrait lang yun na ako, bahalang magproblema mo sa pagtanaw. Anyway, most of the viewers now are watching through mobile phone naman sa
true.
So, gems. So,
and even ano, even YouTube kay pwede na ka mag-portrait.
Yes, exactly. So muna siya, so muna okay ra sa kumbaga na kay nako siya gi problema so much.
Yeah. And like ano yeah. Mangud like there are ways mangud maka-find ra kag ways ba na you can shoot in landscape pero it's done in such a way na if isud ba na nimog IG stories, pwede ra. Mm. Pwede man inanaon na ra may way. There are a lot of ways to do the say the like video or like naray style para one shoot pero ma distribute ni mo in the proper format na siguro.
Yeah.
Kana
siya. Agree. So mo na siya.
Wow. Yun. Mm. So what led you to ano to do video? What was that spark? Most likely pandemic, no?
Yeah, muna to siya. I think I answered it though. Yeah, because muna to siya, like my IG story just shifted into like not a story anymore because if you've been following me also in my Facebook, ang ako ang video more siya inset lang sa ako ang post. It's like I have like photos then nalang ko yung one video. Okay, of course, there are some things. Okay, food magod sometimes. Kasi doon ka nang marag mulihok siya. Mulihok, you know? Yeah, because like, yeah, like in my IG stories, people wants to see you like swirl a eating. Coffee or like slice or eating or slice the egg, right? So, sige, I'll put it on my, ano, in my Facebook post and muna siya, sige, instead, since effort na naman ako siyang edit for Facebook, buto siya initially, like my editing was just for Facebook. Nga, parang galing joke only lang, not really joke only, kaya galing not really that professional editing, you got it. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, Facebook, rabi ka mo na Facebook ka ng joke only. So, muna, ako yung gibutang sa, sige, I'll just post it in Facebook. So, initially, my editing was really for like Instagram-ish. Because right now, I've met some of the content creators also, or like the YouTubers, I may say. They would really like, I'm really like a grammar or Instagrammer. But some people, like when they would see my videos or like the quality or like how I present it, they would really know right away, like, hey, Doc, are you like an Instagrammer or something like that? It's like, yeah, that a pattern ba something? Pero yeah, probably. Marag yun, ana ba? You would know by the way I edit. Marag pang Instagram man siya. Wana git sila. Okay. Even my thumbnail, something like that. So yeah.
Oh, pero but basically, right now, basically, as you said, you just happened to, have a following sa Instagram. So, ano na siya? Like wala ka realize da yun ba nga? Ah, mo dai ni ang naitabo ron.
Yeah, so more like I see myself like or even I see my videos like from March, like I just started not really March, even April. Up to na makita ko ba yan ako ang progress kana happy ra pug ko how I edit it. And quite a surprise like some would even be calling me like they will be calling me right now like I got some deliveries, something like that and they would like even coin me or they would tag me if ever they do that tagline though. Ng maraga, okay, joke only raman unta na ako siya nga start sa akong videos and yeah, ako na siya. Consistent na lang ako because ideally gibugal-bugalan ko nila ana but yeah, it became like yeah, a recall already. Mm, so muna ilaban ta lang na.
appeal na siya sa how to learn consistency. Like there are things that you keep constant para imo mga viewers, they will know na ikaw na mo na imong thing.
Yes, ana. That's it. Muna katawa lang ko sumurag. Yeah, my content is for delivery na lang yun. For sharing because there is like even like a restaurant who wants to like supposedly invite me to eat there or like yeah, to feature them. Mm. But then it's like, no, can we just deliver it para ma-appeal ni mo when you mentioned I got some deliveries. Like, yeah, okay.
Wow.
Sige, laban tadi.
Lagi. Like, they found, they found, let's be fair ha, mas daghan pa siguro ganan magpa-deliver sa food compared na they eat at the restaurant. Kay,
Yeah, that's for safety also.
That's the one time na mahubo ko kag mask to eat. Yeah, so, hadlok agree. Siya.
Oh, so, most again, siya kung gina-emphasize, like, if ever I do a vlog, like, if ever I'm in the restaurant, or if ever I go out also, like, I have a vlog, I went to the beach, I went to the mall, something like that. For me, being the medical practitioner in me, ako gina siya gina-emphasize yun. Yung, like, it's our responsibility yun, to protect ourselves in the same way protecting others. So, I think us also, as content creators also, it is also our responsibility to create content, to make people aware, and to be responsible also in the situation or in the pandemic we are in right now. Ana.
Like, as much as di kay ko ganahan magsigig talk about the pandemic, it's still here. So, yeah, we should. Like, ano siya, dili mo siya ma-escape. Like, for the past few months after, kay I did a series, it's called Quarantine Chit Chat. So, basically, ang topic sa to kay puro ra unsay gipang buhat sa mga tao during quarantine kay I think at the time ECQ pa man to. So yeah. Ano to siya, it was a way for me to one, catch up with people, and two, ano, see what people are doing during the quarantine. Then it ended up like months after or napamandata diri, so it ended up na mora gihapon ang gipang buhat in a way.
Yes. Continue so, siya. Like, I think everyone was like thinking about it. Like me personally, like, oh, by June or by July, muna na akong buhaton, or even by late May. But no, it's next week, October na next week, and we're still doing the same.
Yeah. Diba?
Diba?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, muna siya, we just have to adapt and adapt to our situation right now.
No. Nabi ato'y saying, adapt or die. So, I mean, that's not actually a true saying, siguro. Like, I've heard it somewhere. Yes, pero, basically, muna siya padulungan. Kay if, in the first place, if disag ka mo adapt sa situation, kay, biyaan, nasag ka.
Agree. So, yeah, that's what I've meant. Because, managali before, just for sharing, I have invites, magyud, katong June pamantingali to. Yeah, because I had my first conference August naman. Yeah. June tingali, I have some June, that's also the time that some resorts or some like restaurants are start to open up. There were hotels already who were like inviting me to open. I think probably you received the same invite also. They have this lunch already or they have this breakfast already. Pero for me personally, I don't like to go out there and eat. Then to be honest, like myself, I'm not really convinced to convince people to go out and eat. You got it? So murag dili lang sa jug ko, kanang mobaliban lang sa jug ko. But moto later on, that's the time I realized that probably if ever they are really doing the protocols and they are safety yun. So muna siya, we have to adapt na lang po. And muna siya, kung I've mentioned earlier, we just have to do it also to support them, di ba? For them to bounce back also. And yeah, to help the economy. So muna siya, we just have to adapt. We just have to be responsible already. It is our responsibility na lang na when we go there, yeah, we have to practice social distancing. Kaya nag-yapoy uban, mag-sikit yun gihapon. Kaya na ba, it's new to us, di ba? So, muna, it's our responsibility ng social distancing. We have to wear our mask, coughing etiquette. Kaya na siya. So, yeah, as you mentioned, sometimes coughing, sige, balik-balik yung story about this issue, this basic hand washing even or alcohol. But, yeah, we have to do it because some people are like taking it naman for granted. Kaya like, pila na siya katuig or pila na siya kabuwan. And we're still the same. So, but sometimes lang, like probably like for me personally, kay me being in the health practitioner, like I'm being a health practitioner, like sige na lang sanoy, I'll just do it na lang po to remind everyone yung padayon ang yapon ta. Because restrictions are gone, but the virus is not gone. It's still there.
Yeah.
Ana.
And I think mas to be fair ha, of all the people na dapat siguro magstorya, I think you're one of the people who are more ano bitaw, like mas naa siguro chance mo tuwa mga tao nimo compared to
exactly
ano.
I'm not saying yeah because muna siya being a medical practitioner muna akong isulti yung mga marag. I think it is not really my responsibility but I'll take the accountability na lang ba to share because if ever I talk about it so diba at least kaysa kung wala mo storya ana wala siya maminaw so at least ako isigig balik-balik at least mauna lang saan siya kay me also I'm a public health practitioner man so at least ma-remind sa yun nato tanan kay para kita tanan taon hopefully everything will be slightly going back to normal nga makagawas sa tang tanan. That's it.
Yeah.
Pasko na taon.
Ay, in taon. What?
Yeah.
Question, what will you miss about the Christmas season inig
if, Christmas no. tree lighting.
Daan pa ko. Mo, actually, muna, no, siya, muna siya ang reason nga nung i-ask ko ato kay sure ko mo ng answer.
No, because we just had like a topic. Actually, I'll be posting it kung to be honest, I'll be posting it kay, di ba ka na-i-post at ako persige lang masi-post na ako kung timely na. Just like a joke. Number, wala na mag-October na wala pa ko yung Tumblr. It's like, wala ko yung makalikin. You can relate. So, ala, mag-Christmas tree lighting na lang. So, basic, like, if ever before na puno tao ka na galing mga Christmas giveaways ka na karoon, baka tayo madawat yung Christmas giveaways sa Kresa de Bola. But aside from that, that is what I would be missing kind of Christmas tree lighting, because that's like for me, like, to be honest, like, even though before I was not being invited, and for me, I usually visit hotels, malls to take a photo of the Christmas tree, because like Christmas tree gives a spirit of Christmas, dude. And magcompile juku ana, me okay mo na the photographer in me. So ana ba kada galing? Yeah, but right now for sure there will be no Christmas tree lighting events, because events wouldn't be. Number two, also of course, simbang gabi o eh. Because for me, I'm not. Yes, I am a Catholic by religion. I'm not really a really practicing Catholic, but I do have the faith. But one of the reasons sometimes I go to Simbang Gabi, you have to agree also, sometimes you go to Simbang Gabi not because of the mass only. Bukaon ka after. Oh, you can see like photo, di ba? Bukaon ka na'y biko after na'y kuan. Oh, that's one thing I look forward, di ba? Like, I think everyone is. So, mo na siya. So, like, that's one thing I will be missing. But anyway, nahuman na tagkaos at nakakanin noon all throughout the pandemic. So, masigil lang ko na ma-miss.
I don't know. Nakaon na ito ng biko. Lahi ba yung...
Nakaon na ito ng biko.
To lahi be fair, lahi siya ng experience. So, I don't know.
Yes, of course. Mugin akong gisulting. It's an experience ko. So, mabita na akong... No, for sure. Okay, mabita na akong convinced because my sister is not a religious student. So, my niece, like in our family, akong niece yung nephew, dili kayo exposed na kayo. They're quite lazy in waking up. Like, yeah. But for me, I'm encouraging them to continue the culture and the tradition also, but not just because of religion only. That's it. Because it's unique to us also. Kana siya. Oh. Filipinos or yeah.
Pero feel na ko no, ang may tabu ani no, kay ang may tabu na ani is ano, delivery sa ano, mga delicacies sa Simbang Gabi.
Yeah, probably ingon ani. And of course, kano online masses everywhere.
Ani, to be fair, at this point, na naman siguro yeah. ta. Pero, yeah. Una siya ang next level if they would do that. Probably, siguro, we'll see. Okay.
But actually, I haven't been in the church pa ba di ayo. I think I should. I haven't visited the church na karon pa. I think I should di ayo.
Ako, last na akong visit sa church kay ano pa? Sa Japan pa. Kay...
Wow, good for you. I think that's pretty recent pa, right? Not really that recent though, pero marag mas sooner pa na kaysa sa kuha. Because I think nakabisit ako si Ban mga February pa.
February sa kay...
February
ang
Japan.
Nahitabo man sa ato kay nag-close man ang churches tungod sa COVID. So, of course, wami mabuhat. Then, wala mo sa kun aware nga na na-di ay online na mas. Pero I think February, wala pa to. So, mga...
Wala pa.
So, muna siya. So, wala ko yung choice. Kay, one time nga niad to ko, hindi hap ako nakaibaw nga, hala, wala day mas kay gi-close man ng church because of the pandemic. So, muna siya. Oh well. We'll see. Then, ano sad? Sige, nanamog kita sa Christmas sa topic. Sugda na lang ni nato. Would it be weird if we would all just be receiving gifts through, ano, online shopping?
No, for me, I wouldn't see it weird though. Yeah, kanang okay na lang po ba? Or even right now for me, to be honest, like, I don't know how, probably like I outgrow already, like the Tito in me also. Like for me, like something crafts because everyone's at home already, probably like handicrafts or even plants, actually. Malipay na kumakadawat ng tanom. Actually, we don't have video right now. Promata ko, even though we don't have video, I'm sitting in my Zoom corner. Even though, so like ako may Zoom corner na naman ko yung mga tanom, di ba? Nalang ko pa backdraft manggun sa ako ang Zoom corner. And I have a lot of plants here, so I'm so happy. Yeah, recently, like most of my plants here right now, some was like, say, if you got addicted, right? That's why you have a lot of plants. But honestly, like, I just bought a few of this. Mm-hmm. And you know, like, I'm just so thankful, diba, mo i-post ko, thank you kasi sa imong plants, this and that. And a friend was like, wait, ganahan ikag tanong mo, I get, sige, tagaan na, stick to this and that, or something like, oh, sumuha na siya. Nadaghan kong tanong mo, mura nagkalasangan akong Zoom corner.
Kuwang na lang kay, mahimo ng ano, forest.
Ana, ganun. So yeah, kuha na laki na nagugupamisting, di ba? Na nakoy fagfaga ma. Yeah, I have a mister like at the back of them, yung magfagfag. I didn't know kinahanglan na siya i-mist once in a while ang mga tanong. Di ba? Which reminds me, ako na i-mist akong tupad ron. Muna siya, di ba? Di ba? Lagi nang miss ko now na. So something like that. So yeah, kaya will be, it wouldn't be weird if ever because everyone's doing online shopping also now. So it wouldn't be weird. Yeah, and right now, just for sharing also like birthdays, like everyone would be like giving gifts already virtually. Like for me, I was so happy. I had a quarantine birthday.
Quarantine birthday.
Same. So, So I was like happy. Number one, it's like I'm a very people person. So it's my first time to celebrate party. Actually, na ako'y nag-meet na people pero di na ako pwede i-disclose online.
Of course.
So,
don't.
But yeah. Yeah,
unless kailan na to.
Yeah. Kailan ako actually. Pwede lang ako i-share. But
no, ano ba siya? It would be weird if you would share it na
technically na lang what had happened is like during my birthday or the day before that they supposedly wanted it a countdown for my birthday pero they did it na lang 2 days before my birthday kaya ako sinihang yun because I want to count down my birthday in our home kay di na biya sa una nga kaya ikaw mag-countdown makauli ka dito because we do have curfews also right
true.
So what we did right now is like I'm so happy because wala sa sila nigaslo man sila but actually it is also for their welfare because everyone haven't went out right kita mo like okay let's save kay basig makita na bitaw ta in next week or 2 weeks from now like mga June pa di ba like I haven't met my friends since March also probably you also di ba we haven't met like since March pa di ba so pag mga June man I guess makita ta sa ay sige lang makita man ta 2 weeks from now kadang you always have the expectation that it will be soon right so you can just keep on delaying or something like that but August came and it's like, yeah, guys, wala na ta nakita. So anyway, to make the long story, what they did for my birthday, I'm actually nag-book sila. Supposedly, it's their Christmas, it's their birthday gift to me, but actually, my gift to nila to themselves. Diba? Ako yung gwan ako di-appreciate, no? But I appreciate it also, eh.
Oh,
what they did is they book a, like, hotel, we book a, they book a hotel rooms, actually. Kaya di man pwede mag-usa ka room nga naatanan, diba? So they book hotel rooms individually. Actually, my tools gihapon. Kaya namakoy friends who are couples also. So technically, they just stayed in the same house. So nagbook sila og hotel. So we are technically in the same hotel during my birthday. So nanggawas mi kaya na may pool ang hotel. So nga to mi sa pool, nakita tanan. So something like that. So I've met them during my birthday. We've met everyone 2 days before my birthday to my closest friends. So something like that. So it was really good. Nga, murag mo to, even yun na mo ba, nagkatapok mi tanan nga. Di gastos sa good town sila. But actually, everyone wants to go out, diba? Everyone wants to go to stay
ano,
out.
Win-win.
So, win-win solution to siya. Like, actually, like, yung bugal-bugal. Did you know what's if I could yung ilara ganan sa yung house? Ibalay mo nang book mong hotel. I could pa po siya ang tinud-anay. Diba?
Oh, well.
But that was like, but of course, I appreciate it because it was my birthday is August 30. So, motto.
Hoy, fellow August day?
Yes, fellow August. So, motto. Everyone went out. So, but I was so happy during my birthday that nakita me. But the funny thing is, on the 30th itself, Sunday. So, but Sunday itself, like, I usually have this, ano, magod ka nagaling mag-inom gid me for my birthday kasi pinatyana yung inom. Of course, during when we did the katong in the hotel, of course, wamang gid me nagtapok and wamang gid me nag-inom, right? So, it was quite awkward to do an inuman because sometimes we do online session, online inuman once in a while. Pero awkward kayo mag-online inuman me and we're just in the same hotel, right? So, we didn't do that. So, on the day of my birthday, nag-inuman me. So, like, it was quite happy. Nagpa-deliver sila ang cake. So, naka-zoom ni tanan. So, we're like in Zoom. So, yeah, gipada nila ang cake. So, someone went back to cake. So, nangantas lang happy birthday. It was quite emotional, though. Mohin na to siya birthday. Akong birthday nga, murag. So, na, di ba kumurag? Di kayo emotional, murag. Kailangan yung make a birthday wish. Murag, ah, happy birthday, guys. Blow the candle. Then, mana, di ba? But right now, it was quite emotional for me to be in my table, like, here in the chair where I'm sitting right now, with the cake and everyone was there on the screen lang. And they sang happy birthday and watch me blow the cake. So, mura siya mas emotional actually. It was more touching to me. So, mura na ba? That's what I recall. Nga na ni mo mas na-overlook ni mo nga how important it is before. Pero karon mura, it really matters a lot. Just being blowing a candle in front of your friends. Something like, of course, kaya family na aram. So,
pero grabe like yung effort.
The effort, di ba? And pero na kong bloopers, Ana, because they sent me a drink. Alright, it's okay man to mention brands, no? There was like a drink DI that kanang strong siya. It's from Cicada, from Circa. And that drink DI, it's like, it means, it is really strong. So it is meant to be sip, not to be gulp. ana, something like that. So, ako, what had happened is like, gihatag nila, it goes with the cake man and the drinks, mm. ana, something like that. So, we have that drink. So, sila nasa sa drink. So, cheers, inom, inom. So, what I did is I put the drink in my tumbler, which I have right now, also with full of ice. So, gibutang na ako siya. So, ideally, isip dito siya. Well, sa kong pag-cheers bo, thumbs up. Yeah, medyo isom
oh
siya.
My
so, wala
God.
Ako. So, gibo, thumbs up na ako siya. So,
like,
T-Y. In the birth, yeah, after mga 30 minutes, well, they are still in Zoom. We are still in Zoom. Natug na ako stable sa chair. So, it's like quite an unforgettable birthday also. I was, they were like celebrating and actually, the moment I wake up, wala na ako yung kasuya sa Zoom and they were sending me photos of me sitting down on the chair na natulog.
At least, win-win git siya.
It was like a happy birthday for me. It's like, are you happy your birthday? Yeah, more than happy actually. Kiling ako kaya ito siya nga panghitabo.
Yeah. Sa uns. Oh.
Yeah.
So, ano siya? One more question, then I will let you ask me questions, Char.
Okay, game.
Sige, go. So, what do you expect to do if, let's say, in the remainder of 2020, will you be still doing the same things? Mag-video ka and somewhat?
Yeah,
or ano?
Yeah, musulti ka, like, the scene that you mentioned earlier, consistency. Because for me, consistency, not just because of, for me, number one, consistency, so because I want to develop my craft, or because actually this is new to me. So I want to develop my editing skills, my videos again. And yeah, sharing more contents also. So I think I'll still be doing the same. In the same way also, I'll do it to support also small businesses to bounce back also, because I think everyone needs help right now. We all need help right now. And yeah, so for me, yeah, I'll still continue to be doing it even probably after the remaining of the years. So for me, padayon lang yun. Laban lang ta. Ganern. So yeah, that's it. Did I answer your question ba? I think I did.
Right? Sorry, nahog akong mic.
Oh, okay. I'm out. Yeah.
So, muna siya. Sige, now is the time for you to ask me questions. Sige, go.
Okay, My first question would be, like, this is about quarantine also. So, for me na lang, what is your greatest takeaway? Like, what was your, like, for me, my silver lining, I think I've shared a lot. That would you be my silver lining for this pandemic? For you, what was your silver lining in this pandemic thing?
For me, no? So, the silver lining sa pandemic is, ano, don't let your body decide when you want to rest.
In a way. Yes.
Kay, di ba, you know what happens? If you let your body decide when you rest, that means masik ka.
Agree. Agree to that though.
So,
yes.
Actually, ang naitabo na ko, was it late? I think it was late June. Nasakit ko, uy.
Ooh.
Yeah, nasakit
ko. Why are you still
ko.
Working hard even though it's pandemic? You should take a rest. You should be
yeah,
in the bed.
But, ang naitabo mong good, like, I think it was either I lacked sleep ba siguro or tuga-tuga sa kog late og katug after nag-inom og ano, beer. So, I would need to beer, like, wine pa to wine. So, I drank wine, then late na minangatug, and then not enough rest. So, wala. My body decided, sige, pag-rest, tugdo ka, sibana.
Oh, ana, ganon. Oh. No, for me, but yeah, initially, like, diba, it's your question, but you can answer. For that, like, no, like, regarding rest, because for me, initially, like, the pandemic, the first few weeks of the pandemic, the 2 or 3 weeks, I really did appreciate it because when did I come bloopers? Because just before pandemic, I went to Manila to actually to blog about Holiday Express Inn, or actually it was with Cebu Pacific, and to blog Holiday Express Inn for the Resorts World, because we were like seeing that foreigners are coming in, right? Okay, diba, that was the start of the travel ban. Pero wala pa matay travel ban within Philippines, right? So some of the airlines, and of course, our tourism was thinking, okay, we just have to support local. So that's why I was in Manila to supposedly to vlog. Or actually, I did. Pero wala na ako nakapagawas na. Yung mga kiwa kayo magpagawas nga, hey, travel nga,
at the
time, diba? Lockdown na. Oh, so actually, ako'y pending karon kumuha na nga, okay, bro, pwede pa tingali siya, applicable pa to kung photos and videos, something like that. So, anyway, the bloopers mga itong Holiday Express Inn ako nga staycation, it was like, to be honest, like no joke, pag abot yun na mga to, ideally, there was like planned itinerary to be done. But unfortunately, pag abot, it was quite a tiring day for us also, for me personally. So 2 days, pag third day, like supposedly we have to walk around Resorts World and napamibuhaton yung katumurag, natumurag, naman sila mga gaming center yung ipabali, karaoke. Instead, we have to go out, I could meet friends. Kibaw ka what I did in Holiday Express. And for one day, natulog na dyan ko, I appreciated the bed, higda ko. Kailan ako, if ever I want to blog about Travel Local and Express, I want to experience the bed more. Kaya diba, you have to agree, sometimes when you travel, you never appreciate the bed, right? Diba?
Kaya mo gawas mo ka na yun.
Pataka, malataka kaya, travel din mo, itinerary, uli gabi itog. Kuno, I want yan, ganahan ko kay Marag, Holiday Express, in like a business hotel, they take pride sa, in fairness, I would agree ha. O, sige kay, is it, yung nindo sa Judy lang katri, actually, their pillow have a soft and a hard, gali, a firm di ay, diba? Because dapat na kay firm o soft pillow after all. So, Marag, something like that. So anyway, I really did appreciate the bed. And mata ko gi-share, actually it's in my stories manggod katong ni anak ko ba nga sige mig bugal-bugal nga please be careful for what you wish for because part of the contents ako ang nabutang sa whole stories was like you know what when was the last time for me I that was for myself when was the last time you were just in your bed nga wala kay gibuhat seriously di ba before this pandemic I would like to ask you nabay usa or duha ka adlaw nga you were just in your bed doing nothing mochill lang ka diba I think I would say wala right or did you find
it's,
time
it's like the longest time siguro no
diba for me yeah. Like to be honest like ako do you what bitaw no wala jud ko 2 or even 3 days number na jud ko sa bed when you say I have a vacation kimo ta mong topic mo kana vacation abi ko because sometimes like a vacation is not a vacation still right
work gihapon
okay, when you go to a vacation oh for us it's a work gihapon or sometimes when you go to a vacation because you want to have a break even though it's not work nagya po itinerary that you have to balo you have to wake up early you have to do this you have to do that kaya for me sometimes when you do a vacation kaya mo ta tong concept na sa kong vlog actually there's nothing much to do though in Resorts World also so yeah sometimes when was the last time you are in your bed you just lay down pwede ka magbox imong Facebook ana ba magchill lang ka mag Netflix ka di ba I think murag wala di ba and boom it happened 2 weeks after
hay nako
diba? Like, okay. So that's why we were like, keep on joking because that group chat was still active and they keep on joking. May savior yan kasi. Ko lagi, usa ko sa Sanan. Yeah.
That muna was siya. It. So, muna siya. Like, that's the one takeaway. If you want to rest, rest good. Don't wait for the moment na ang body na nimo mismo minagingon nimo nga pahuway sa diha. Okay. Dili siguro imong intention na mo rest for 2 weeks inana so wala di really imong plan.
Okay. Number 2 question ako kanang quarantine related gihapon.
Go.
Unsay wala nimo na unsay plan nimo nga buhaton pag quarantine nga wala gihapon na buhat until now?
Magluto.
ay for that buhatan na siya.
Wait, I more or less have 3 months pa. I don't plan on like going out good like kanang gawas I don't think kaya pa nako mo gawas unless i-mandate mi sa mong company or whatever kana siguro that would be the only way other than that abhalam diha eh daghan gig delivery
yeah sige for that pero yes uy game pagluto na time to for that ako siya mo push diba bye kita ko share siya my home cooking service will encourage everyone to learn cooking start cooking something like that ikaw wala deka.
Ana yeah. I don't know mo na gitawag nga na nga nagsalig so
yeah
pero ano because, siya like disan na ko i super frequent ang pagsigig order kaya I think
agree.
Usa sad na sa factor before nga ni ingon akong lawas na mo rest. Okay, ako may tikwas delivery so you know what akay bao ba. But don't worry, I'm okay guys. Ano na good September. So and unsa pa to June. So I'm fine guys. Don't worry. Kana siguro.
Yeah.
Muna siya. So
yun.
Unsa pa man. I think, gimingaw na ka sa Sugdi, na peeps.
Of course, yes. I would, Sugdi people are like, yeah, to be honest, ang Sugdi mga, they are like, how would they say it? They made my vlogging or content creation journey easy also. Like, Because like, you know, the vibes also, the people in Subdi is like, they see it as really like fun only. Murag wala ka like pressure sad. Like, to be honest, like, wala ka pressure sa content. Kailan depende lang ni mo kung unsa imong itripping. And we are supportive with each other, right? So, tinabangay lang sad yun ta. That's it. And that is what is important also. So, mo na ko siya gimingawan sa Subdi because I would like to share also, I think, yeah, di na ko mo mention, but it's pretty obvious because supposedly I've got an offer for a management agency, right? So, supposedly they want to manage me like exclusively, like, yeah, parang ganon. But to be honest, even though opportunities might be better if every day exclusively like manage me, but I said no. That's why I tell my Sugdi family that, you know what, even though I don't matter so to you so much, but for me, you guys matter. Yeah, because you guys matter also, of course. So, for me, but like, if ever I will be managed, of course, I can't go to where they go later on events, right? Okay, I have, di ba? Lahi na ko management. So, Nico, that matters to me than like, yeah, money or like opportunity, like further opportunities, because for me, I still have this though. So, muna siya. That was really my deciding factor nga wala ko nagpa-exclusive.
Oo.
Yeah.
I know, I think I know what you're referring to. Di na to iso, take mo rin. Obvious na sad.
Yeah.
Kibaw na ko kinsa. You don't need to say it.
Yes. Mauna siya.
Gimingaw ba yun sa kuninyo? Like, kamo ba sino?
Yeah.
Emma. Nag-shout out na yun ko. Sa Ma'am Emma.
Lagi.
Nang Liv. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, Baye, Lay, Divine. Oh. For me also, it's like, to be honest, like, I've met Carlo already. I've met Divine. Have I met Divine? No, not yet. I haven't met Divine already. Actually, ako nakita pag yun was Carlo and Jason, actually. And Jason. Mo pa yung nakita na ko during quarantine. Yeah. Kanara siya. After that, marag, wala ko lang nakita and yun. Si Carlo, I did because we had the content. Ako pwede man i-share. Yeah. We had a content for Marco Polo, which would be out. Akwa, my vlog will be out this coming days. Or actually, nigawas na siya di ay.
Yeah, so, yeah, by the time so, you hear this, yeah. Nigawas na siya.
Yeah, nigawas so. Na kung Marco Polo ng content. So yeah, muna yung nagkita namin ni Carlo. And for the rest also, I think you know Rabsin because Rabsin is a close friend of mine also. So what had happened, Karen, is like si Rabsin also is like starting his YouTube. Both of us are starting our YouTube channel. So kaya na lang, I'm so happy because sometimes when I get invited to go out, sometimes usually mga yung maginag plus one or maas mo yung nag plus one. Of course, if ever there is food, di magin ako mahurot sa diba. Diba normal na, you can relate. So, mahal ako, I'll bring Ramsin also because technically, hindi siya mahug nga plus one nga makikaon na because I know for sure Ramsin will have a better output sometimes with me. Mayroon na ba? So, marag worth it akong i-plus one siya. So, mahal na siya. So, the content creator, the person I usually go out with because I know he is safe also. Kaya nagpuyo na siya kay work from home pansad siya. Then, ako po. So, even though the clinic, but I know we are practicing. Kaya kaya ka bagay mong kuyog is responsible also or safe also. So, muna. So, I frequent si Rabsin only karon lang yun. Then, Carlo because we had the Marco Polo. And Jason also. Ano galing nakita mo yung Jason? I forgot now. So, yun, nakalimot ko nga na nakita mo ni Jason. Pero yeah, that was it. So, sila regular akong nakita. The rest, pagod ko nakakita. Which makes me sad now. Yes, oo.
Makasad siya.
Yeah.
Like, mo to siya ang excuse sa kung ubang podcast. Like, basically, excuse na siya para masturyan ako ang mga tao kung gusto storyaan.
Tao. Agree.
So, inana na siya.
Yes.
Oo. So, I guess, pwede na tamo end kay...
Yes, I think we had more than an hour, though. More than an hour, right?
Padong na mag-1
hour.
Oh, actually. I don't know if...
No, actually, I just
uploaded
the video though.
Go.
So, muna nag-hilom-hilom ko kay Manny was like replying already to my post. So, you can check my post now. So, sige, nag-reply din. Haphazard kaya akong pag-reply, of course, because I want to reply from the heart side. And of course, I couldn't. Kay ko ano. Yan, nag-podcast po ba yata. So, muna siya. So heavy comment sila karon. So ma-reply na kong tagsa-tagsa sa nila karon after hour. Comment niya muna siya. Inig-reply na ako. Makakita ko sa kong video. Guto mo siya kung balik. Even go, seryoso, ka na galing. Ibisag ikay ni Kaon. Masuya kag balik. I think you can relate, diba? Like ni Kaon na ka for the moment you post it, na mo comment na mo appear o balik. Diba bro, kalamit ni Kaon na ninyag balik ko. Even though ikay ni Kaon na before.
Hi.
Something like that. Yeah. So, and that's something we can order it right away now.
Now, especially at this time, no.
I'm exactly, wala yun.
Depende sa una ba nga. Ano?
Ah, okay lang.
I don't know or if wala. The same ba or I don't know. Okay, kinsa man time
mo. Ano, but actually, it's okay to mention, Brian, Foodpanda is already like delivering na Madbalik from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. But depends on your location though because there are some locations that restaurants doesn't open. Mm. Yeah, of course, di ba na may curfew gihapon. But even though restaurants can open now, for ilahang manpower ba? So, na yung mga restaurants ka, dili mag-open. So, that area, wala makita ng Foodpanda nga open. For me, I live man sa Sambag-Uno. So, I'm quite downtown. So, I think, for me personally, I'm happy because I tried it because when Foodpanda had that promo, ako siyang itry before posting it. Diba, mo try kanya, wala di ay.
Of course. Diba?
So, gitry yun na ako. Pagtanaan ako, yes. We do have restaurants which are delivering from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Wala, na-happy ko for that.
May paka. Yeah. Ako, di ko sure kay. Yeah. Naman ko sa ano.
Layo-layo ka.
Di man, Guadalupe. Pero, malagi. Oh. Kuya-kuya sa diri. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Mm. But actually, you have ano man, naka Jollibee Guadalupe. Joke.
Oy, ni mention jigag Jollibee no. Bago rami nag Jollibee pag lunch, so ako nangita.
Okay. Because I had Jollibee last night, Manggod.
Oh my gosh.
Nga I had Jollibee before last night. I can't remember when was the last time I had Jollibee. Curioso because even though Jollibee can be delivered, right? Pero you won't have Jollibee for delivery, right? So murag, yeah. I can't remember when was the last time I had Jollibee. So gabi nag-Jollibee ko because I was out yesterday for a meeting. Mm. Then, I was ideally practicing fasting because that's what I do also. I do fasting. Kaysa okay. Dagka na itong gikaon, dapat mo fasad ka. So I was fasting then. Tungod na brain drain ko sa among meeting gahapon. Nga nagkunwari kung hindi ko mukhaog dinner. Although, of course, they didn't force me because that's what I really like. Some of my friends like, hindi ka mukhaon, wala rasa. They respected me. But after sa meeting ka, nagigutoman ko eh. Then the restaurant is closed already where we had our meeting so wala na food. So I have to drive through Jollibee. So nag-Jollibee drive-through ko.
The, what? No.
So yeah, that's it. So before that, magluto na kangan ha. Let's start with pancit canton. Joke lang.
Ah, grabe mo rag sa yon naman siguro. Ang tendency mong good. Actually, akong hesitation ra ang reason nga nung hadok mo luto kay makahurot niya ako sa tanang pagkaon ris balay. Actually, more na ang reason.
Bahala na. Okay, ready. Hindi mag-deliver balik.
Ano. Ayaw taon kay daghan miss balay. Di ka pwede magtuga-tuga o ano. Luto-luto. Na irasyon.
Yeah. Oh, agree to that also. Nakaabot ko sa time, Anna. Like, yeah. Kanagaling, na ko joke ba? Nakaragaling, yes. The pandemic time, of course, dapat ka mag-proportion eh, because it's never easy yun. Like, kanagaling, mo-share na ko kanakasang parmesan cheese niyong awayan. No, because it's like, you can just buy, but technically, like, it's not, dapat siya tipiron, pero, dili aside from dapat siya tipiron, kanagaling, you can't buy it right away, manguna ka lang, matulad na grocery palit na lang, ako maurot man siya. But no, you can't, kanang schedule mo siya, kanusan mo siya paliton. So it's like, everything true. Should be in proportion. So, muna siya, irasyon yung tanan. Kaya, di lang basta-basta.
Oh, di cute. Like, what if nadikay ka share sa quarantine pass or ID or something, so lisod gihapon.
Agree.
So
yeah
muna siya
yun
ayaw mo si kaon guys.
No, that's what I always say in my vlog story, like even in my videos, in the last portion I always say that always remember to eat in proper proportions. That's it. On right proportions. Like you can eat anything, but always remember to eat in proper proportions and to brush your teeth after eating.
Of course.
That's it. Mabin akong angkuan. Mabin akong outro line.
Oh.
Outro line, may tawagan. I don't know how to say tawagan na niya. Pero yes.
Sige, go. Uy, sige, ningon naman ko mu-enta, pero wapata ni-end, so mu-enda ta.
Mu-enda, pag-outro na.
Sige, go. Pag-plug sa diha sa imong stuff. Oh, yeah. Go plug yourself go.
For those who are listening, yeah, please don't forget to follow me in all my social media accounts. That's at DokiSave, DOOKIEXAVE, in Facebook, in Instagram, in Twitter, and especially in Kumu also, if ever you have Kumu, guys. Oh, please do follow me there. I am live streaming there also. I am more interactive. So again, that's DokiSave. DOOKIEXAVE, and the dentist is out in YouTube. Kana ra siya na lahi. So kana na siya, guys. And then again, please don't forget to brush your teeth after eating and let us continue to stay home, stay safe, and just keep smiling. Yun lang.
Iya pa lang, ani, kay mga untaan ni, dahil yun, manot brush sa sad balik. Wait, nanot brush na. Di na ako mamataan na kung nanot brush na kagwa pa. Kay mabulgar tani.
Okay lang, okay lang. Pumunta pa doon magtulog. Actually, I think I haven't brushed my teeth still to. Pero yeah.
Muna, ako man ako.
Good for you. Ako wala pa ako because like yeah, eventually I was like doing the content ni Kaon ko. Then, moto I was like uploading. Then, kumusta akong internet. Then, yeah.
Ano ba?
Magaling nagkapi pagali ko karon. Lagi? So yeah.
Ni Sora mag content creator niya nagguliyang ang internet eh.
Mm.
Sige.
Alam mo na basta na deadline gi pangayo.
Kana. Good luck. Mm.
Yeah, but good thing di mo sabot raman san.
Sige go. My turn. Yes. So.
Yeah, go.
Podcast updates and behind the scenes everything you've just heard are on social media. That's Creator Life Pod, Creator Life POD on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can follow me personally if ganan mo magsigig tanaw o pagkaon, or pagkaon naghihapon. That's Julian CB, JULLIANSIBI on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you feel like supporting me financially, although di ko mamugos, patreon.com/JulianCB. You can rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. That helps the show a lot. And that's it for this episode of The Creator Life. Hope you guys enjoyed. Musag, ano, murag ni katag ang storya, but that's fun.
Yeah.
So, yes. Until the next one, enjoy your tech, enjoy your coffee, enjoy life, and stay safe kay napang pandemic. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.